On Capitol Hill, it's been another strange day, but with some good news. Health officials report that of the thousands of people tested there, there are no new cases of exposure to anthrax spores. And of the 31 identified yesterday who were exposed, none appears to have contracted an anthrax infection. The Senate was in session today at the Capitol, but House members were back in their districts. Their leaders sent them home yesterday as a precaution. NPR's Brian Naylor reports.
Officials sought to portray an atmosphere of calm, a return to business as usual at the Capitol. That was quite a contrast to yesterday's frenzy of conflicting information, some of it coming from congressional leaders that turned out wrong. At an afternoon briefing, Deputy Surgeon General Kenneth Moritsugu said some 600 of the 1,400 nasal swabs collected Tuesday were negative. The rest were still being tested. In addition, officials now believe the spores were isolated to the office of Senate Majority Leader Tom Daschle, where a letter containing the anthrax bacteria was opened by a staffer Monday morning, and a machine in the Dirksen building where the mail was initially sorted. Moritsugu said portions of the Capitol and three other buildings had been swept for further evidence of anthrax spores with no positive results found. He also said the ventilation system appeared clean.
Numerous additional samples have been taken of the ventilation systems, and these samples are under evaluation. At this time, there is no evidence of contamination in the ventilation systems.
That's important because one of the bits of misinformation that was spread yesterday came from House Speaker Dennis Hastert, who said after a briefing that a spore had been found in the ventilation system. That was one of the reasons House leaders sent their members home. Today, Senate Republican leader Trent Lott tried to take some of the heat off Hastert, saying it was all due to a failure to communicate between the House and Senate.
I think that at the worst you could say is that we didn't stay in close enough communication throughout the morning yesterday between the House and Senate leadership. But they were having conferences, we were having conferences, we were getting up-to-date reports because we were directly affected that they were not getting.
But many in the House are clearly stung by criticism that leaders acted rashly and sent the wrong message by sending members back to their districts while the Senate stayed in session. On the front page of the New York Post today, under a picture of Hastert and House Democratic leader Richard Gephardt, was a one-word headline, wimps. Today, Gephardt said House leaders acted correctly.
People have asked me all day, well, what message does this send to the terrorists? Well, what message would it send to the terrorists if we stupidly put people back in harm's way to be infected by anthrax? That hardly, to me, is an intelligent response.
And in fact, while the Senate was in session in the Capitol, its three office buildings, like those on the House side, were closed and many staffers had the day off. It created a few logistical problems. Many senators have small offices in the Capitol called hideaways, but Olympia Snow of Maine was locked out of hers, and she regretted the mixed signals coming from the House and the Senate.
People don't look at us as independent institutions, but rather as a whole. And the nation will, you know, evaluate us. And I just think it's important that we really be very careful how, you know, what kind of message that we send to the American people.
But as this confusing week has shown, speaking with one voice is not what the 535 members of Congress do best. Brian Naylor, NPR News, the Capitol.